الله الرحمن الرحيم ما حضرت مولانا نسيم الله صاحب رحمة الله عليه في المجلس الإسلام in Islam the most important thing is حلم. حلم means tolerance. Tolerance is the most important thing in Islam. You may think it as a small thing, but tolerance is something which is so important in everyone's life. He's faced with different situations and conditions. Now he must know this much. If he has tolerance in him, he will be able to save the situation. But if he does not have tolerance in him, then he will lose out. And also says, and not must not get angry. Not get angry. Anger is something that anger will come. No one is free from anger. But don't act on that anger. Don't act. Those people who don't get angry at all, because they are too high now. They're very high. We can't reach them. We can't reach them, but we can do one thing, that we don't act on anger. I say, gussa aaye, koi baat nahi, amal mat karo. Do not act on it. We are human. We can face all the situation. Someone tells you something, you get affected, but don't defect. There must be no defect in it. You must not say something, then out. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said a very nice thing. Hazrat said, yaad rakhna, Hazrat said, gussa ustad hai. This anger is ustad. Let me tell you, very few people are free from anger. That's why they say that you can make ibadat everything, but if you want the highest level in Jannat, it's husne khulq. Husne? Good character. And good character can only come when you bring in tolerance in you. Tolerance. That every time when you get angry, you don't follow it, you don't act. It's obvious it's going to be difficult in the beginning, but continue doing it, you win. You fall down, you crawl, you wake up. So as it says, anger is something that will start. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah made it very clear that this tolerance, it brings about order in you. When you learn to begin to have tolerance in you, it brings about order in you. Order. In sense, this much, that whatever you do not haste. You do not haste. If someone tells you something, just do not flare up. This flare up is not good. In Urdu, it's chochara panta. Do not flare up. The wife told you something, you flare up. You tell the wife something, so she flare up too. Then they start flying after that. This flare up, this is something, why did you flare up? For what? A small child who somebody told you something, you flare up. If some outsider tells you something, you flare up. See? So in other words, we are lacking tolerance. Lacking tolerance. You are faced with different situations. Imam Ghazali says that if you got tolerance in you, you become very, very careful and conscious of what you say. You should consider very carefully, I'm saying this thing here, makes sense or not. That person is blowing his mouth there. The wife is blowing her mouth there. She cannot blow her mouth, but now you're talking, say, no, be careful now. She's saying this, she's saying that, she's saying all kinds of things. You rather hold on. Don't say the wrong thing. You have to become very strong. At work, you get some good workers. Now it so happens that, you know, they are so thin that, you know, my boss cannot do without me. So he has his own ways. Now you think to yourself this much that, you know, this is what happens. Now let me consider to carefully, I must not say something wrong. The moment I say something wrong, then you see now the ball goes in his court. I know one case came to me like that. The person was very good. So good he was a master. And he was bringing a lot of money to the boss. And the boss flipped with him and told him one, two words. Instead of the boss talking, this person woke up and told about the mouthful. And day after he says, now the boss got what he leave him. Why did you cause the thing to happen, that you perceive those kind of words, that way he had to leave. But gradually, alhamdulillah, they came to some settlement, but then he got his own ways. The reason is because we not have helpless. Tolerance you don't have. Tolerance is something which you must have all the time. Now, Hazrat always tell us this much, Gussa pass nahi. Gussa pass. Okay, you got angry, but do not act on it. Turn away from there. Nabi Karim says, walk away from there. Walk away. No matter how they do not. Ali radiallahu anhu said that when you make a judgment of anything, at a time of anger, not any judgment. Walk away from there. So this tolerance brings about a lot of conscious in person, not to do anything in hurry. You know, in every way he had tolerance in him. In that way you'll be safe from a lot of problems. However, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat giving this majlis, this is the majlis of Hazrat I am giving now. That Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a dream. You all know the dream, in the 26 para it is. That is, you saw a dream that he's going to Makkah to perform Umrah. When he saw the dream, he told the Sahaba Ikram that, listen, I've seen the dream and we're now going to go to Makkah. And that was it for the Sahabas. Oh, you know how, you know, there's so much anxiousness to go to Makkah. To leave Makkah was something so difficult for them. But now to go back to Makkah was something they were looking forward to. However, they were all got ready, the Jamaat got ready, and they were going. Happily going now. But on the way, in Surah Hudaybiyah, that place called Hudaybiyah, that's where the Kuffars met the Muslims. Now remember one thing, Mahazad gave us this incident for us to listen to something very carefully, the lesson behind it. Immediately the Kuffar came and stopped the Muslims. The Muslims said, hey, you know, this is a nice offering to have a fight with these people now. Nice to have a fight. The moment you think you're having a fight with them, Nabi Karim stopped it. No, no, hold it, hold it. This is what you call tolerance. This is what you call that you're in a position when you can do something very much. You can be, you know, you can reach success. You can finish them up too. But no, no. Teaching us a very big lesson, tolerance. No, don't do that. It's not that what you're supposed to do. Not. So immediately after that, they have stopped. Now when they stopped again, then so happened now, they now decided the Prophet said, now you see, the reason why Nabi Karim stopped them, what was the reason for that? He had in his heart kindness, compassion, mercy. This reminded me of Hazrat, you know, has so much of compassion and love and kindness for a person. A person comes with the biggest problem for Hazrat, the way he gives him Allah Akbar. That when he walks away from there, he's so happy. This is what we are lacking. We have got compassion in us. We have got kindness in us. We have got mercy in us. You understand? And this is what we have to have. You know, Nabi Karim was so, his whole body was full of compassion. Full of kindness, full of mercy. He does not know what's happening, harming someone. So when he told the Sahabas, no, you cannot do anything about it, you cannot do anything, just leave him alone, Because of his tolerance and high level. He stopped them from causing war, to create a war. Immediately after that, what happened? You must know this month and now, he said that, you know, we won't perform Umrah this year, we'll perform Umrah next year. If we have to do that, we're going on a flight now. And at the airport, say, no, sorry, man, the flight is delayed. Next year, you're going to do what happened to you? There's so much lessons we can learn from here. That so nicely, he said, with so much of, you know, patience, we will perform Umrah next year. So much of shock they came with, so much zeal they came with. With all that, when the time Nabi Karim told them that we're going to perform Umrah next year, they did not say anything. But you and I, when we booked our ticket and go, we met everyone. When you go to the airport, say, sorry, you know, the flight is delayed or it's cancelled and the doors are closed there, khalas. So how much you learn from that, Nabi comes to tell us that whatever happens, we must be able to accept it. There's a lesson behind everything, Nabi comes to tell us, about accept it. However, the Sahabai come, said them quietly, didn't say any word. Then came the biggest problem in the time when signed the peace treaty. A peace treaty was signed, that was something to consider. Because everything that was doing there was against the command, against the conditions, against the Muslims. Everything was against the Muslims. For the peace treaty, the papers, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they object to that too. Object to that too? No, Muslim. Bismillah, no, they object that too. Everything, look at the tolerance he had in him. You know, this thing is the Muslim. If we don't take a lesson, we can't listen. A lesson that we have to have all the time, if I'm under the path of my child, I'm going to tolerate if someone tells me, no matter how bad he tells me something, I'm going to tolerate it. It might not affect me. I'm telling you, that is the quality that we're supposed to have in us. That must come into us. If a person can feel the worst thing, he can belittle you to the ground, you must not feel, how come he belittled me? Like one lady told me this morning, they say, I cannot take someone insulting me. I said, what insult are you talking about? He's been insulted so much, it did not affect him. Who are we? Rasulullah was so insulted so badly, but it did not affect him. We worry if someone tell you one small insult, we get affected. But not be like that. If someone insults us, Mati, the sunnah of the Abhi Kursullah. You will be able to tolerate every nonsense, everyone's nonsense. The tolerance of what you have in you. However, the conditions were that no nama, no bismillah, no Rasulullah, but Ibn Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah. Now you must know Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he is writing the thing. And Nabi Kanatu, oh Ali, now write it down. So you are all one writing. Look at the muhabbat that he had. It's beyond me to write this. You know, it reminds me of how much respect they had in Nabi. He had respect of that kind. How much respect do we have for Nabi as our sunnah is concerned? Do we have respect for the sunnah of Nabi? Leave alone miswak, we don't want to use a miswak properly too. The miswak is something the person knows every time you use a miswak. You can have the intention of cleaning my teeth, but if you use a miswak, Ya Allah, this is the sunnah of Nabi, and you are so happy with it. If a person used that thing, he's down iman. Something with that, and it's a weapon. It's a weapon at the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the fight was carrying on among the kuffar. He said, why are we delayed? We're not getting victory. What's the reason for that? The first thing they began to think, we must have missed out some sunnah that makes. It's who left so much, that's what reminds you. And they realized this month they forgot to make the sunnah that the miswak. And the miswak was used, and they saw the kuffar saw, hey, there's something going to happen to us. And the tables turned, and Muslim victory. The barakat of miswak is also, inshallah, by using the right way, that will make you protect you from saying the wrong thing from your mouth. Our intention will be right. So, however, they said to them, as Ali radiallahu anhu did not fit. Then written one riwayat that, you know what I mean, it was Allah Ta'ala to Mu'jiza that he written his name. One riwayat, some other person was told to write his name. Whatever it was written. But try to tell you the love that they have for Rasulullah. You don't even have love for Ustad today. Leave alone everything else, you don't even love for Ustad today. I've given love of Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah. Not a small man, very big man. When he should walk, Nabi comes to always cover him. When he should walk, the covering that the shadow of Nabi will be with him all the time, because the people should harm him. Allah, he was so close to Nabi. When his Shaykh, Haji Dagh Rahman, wrote a kitab and told him, listen, check the kitab out. He saw the kitab and he saw one word not correctly. Now, if we are there, we tell Ustad, you made a mistake. How can you make a mistake? You run Ustad down completely. And you think you are someone. You think you are someone. He told you, Ustad, Hazrat means to understand. I do not understand this. Please let me know. I do not understand this thing, Hazrat. I don't understand. Jiha mujhse galti ho gayi. But just look at it, what he said. I do not understand. He knew the mistake, everything. But to consider how you consider things before you think, no, the most important thing, how you consider and keep people's heart and respect. Sadhya do not understand this thing. Today one young alim, one big alim make a mistake, he takes mistake out and he advertises it. You know, this. And hear what the sheikh says. My sheikh made mistake, did not tell me. I do not understand it. Everything we have to learn to do this. However, then this was this peace street was trying to sign, and he was told that so one of the things that you can carry sword with you, you can't carry on your neck and all that, you have to carry in a bag. In other words, you cannot use the sword at all. With that, you can come. With that intention. Just imagine all kind of conditions were told in front of us. Sahabas were very concerned. You must know how Umar was there too. They had all the means of making a noise. They didn't know they cannot make a noise for it. Khamush. Quiet. You have no right to speak a word. However, it so happened thereafter, they said, now this is also that when our people come to you, the kuffar come to you, you must return them. You must return them. And when your people come to you, we won't return them. If your people, the Muslims, come to the kuffar, we won't return them. How difficult is that now? With all that, Nabi come, just kept quiet. He don't put koi baat. Let it happen. Why? Nazar kaha hai? Un par. Whose nazar where? Nazar Allah Ta'ala. He says he's looking at us. You know, he reminds me of Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salam. When he was put in the fire, Jibreel al-Salam gave me one help. He says that he's enough for my help. He sees me. He sees me, he knows everything. I don't need anyone's help. So here also same thing, whatever the conditions are put forward, but he says, he knows what is happening. Allah knows what is happening, and he knows what is best for us. However, that was also. Just imagine after that, that he was signed, one person became Muslim. He became a Muslim, they did not allow him to go back to Medina. Nabi Karim said, when that incident took place, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab was very angry. He told Yasir, Ya Rasul, are you not a true Nabi of Allah? Is your deen not true? Why are you following this batil? My mother, Khattab, Nabi Karim, look at this also, is to teach us how other Umar speaking, he's speaking with all that. Hazrat Umar did not speak in a harsh way. Very, very softly, hey Umar, there is some wisdom in that. There is some. Everything there's a wisdom. There's a wisdom. So Umar, remember one thing. If you understand very carefully, if we had allowed to we all to fight, this world should not be a Muslim anymore. This Islam was not spread through a sword, it was spread through akhlaq. Spread was akhlaq. Because of all what they have done, thereafter the Muslim, the non-Muslim became Muslim. Islam increased day by day because of this action of akhlaq. Nothing else. Then only come to realize, look at the wisdom behind this. Thereafter Muhammad said, just look at it, that how much of tolerance Nabi Karim had, the tolerance, that he did not allow them to fight anything, and the outcome is this, that the whole world became Muslim now. Showing us, he's saying again this much, I'm trying to tell you all that you must have tolerance in you. Why don't you have tolerance? He came back to the first part of it, but he says, you know, that do not get angry. Anger is not good. Always have good akhlaq in you. So he says, come back, he says, do not get, rule out, have tolerance in you. Do not do anything in haste. Now I'm going to give you three incidents that took place in our country in these few days. One person come to our majlis. MashaAllah, he is very, very good. Alhamdulillah, akhlaq, everything. But you'll be tested at the time when you come to know how much you got in you, how much water you have, how deep you are. Now this person, MashaAllah, always for years he's come to majlis. It so happened that he had a problem at work. And he spoke to me before that. I told him, listen, be careful how you speak. I just told him, be careful how you speak. However, you can't blame him too. I can't talk bad about him too. He went there and it so happened that the people who were working for him, they got into a misunderstanding. And in that, the big fight took place. Now at that time, it's very important for you to be tolerant. Be careful what you speak. Because the moment you speak the wrong thing, what happens? When that person spoke wrong, he lost himself. When he lost himself, he told the person, "You fired." The moment he told the person, "Fired, thank you very much." You know where they'll go to? And straight away they went dead. And you got another email coming, we got a meeting with you. But tell me why that happened. I'm trying to tell why it happened. Because of why? The same thing Hazri says. Imam Ghazali says, you do not have tolerance. If someone tells you anything, think very carefully. Be very careful how you speak. Otherwise what will happen? You lose yourself and you say the wrong things. And then you do not know how to come out of the problems. Another incident. Sad to say, this now took place just now in these few days. I told the woman, be careful how you speak. Lady, ladies, you can't stop them. When they start blah, 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 they carry on. They'll carry on talking, you can't stop them. You can never stop a woman. I promise you, they never can. She can make a whole night she'll speak to you. You forget your sleep too. So how careful you have to be. So this woman, I told her, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking so much? No, I don't. I said, do me a favor. If your husband is not talking, you mustn't talk to. Now you talk, you know, I get sick and all that. You get more sick. It so happens, an incident took place, and I told her, make sabr and just forget about it. She did not make sabr and she blew up. Day after, she phoned me up and told her, what happened? She's telling me, I told her, listen, what did I tell you? Then she said, Mona, teach me how to not to become hate, to do things haste. After she does everything wrong, she said, Mona, teach me how not to do anything haste. I said, every day I'm telling not to do anything haste. So what we're learning from what I'm saying, from what is happening today. The man told his wife talaq. He told his wife talaq. And I told him, be careful what you do. But what's your meaning? Now he's running around to muftis and all now. Can you please help me out? I've got a problem now. What's the problem now? Please, man, can we get together? Some people are living together with my husband and wife. And not supposed to be living together. So what's the reason for these things? It's tolerance. You're not able to talk. You break your own families, you break because of this thing. So this is more important that we must have in us tolerance. You go outside, someone tells you something. You heard this madrasa now. You go outside, you come into a car. You come in a car, another person maybe way to sleep, but you forgot the tolerance was okay. You forgot. You gave him 2-3 words, that will be 10 words. So what did we learn? See, this is not something we have to consider very carefully. What did we learn? What did we learn? At home, what did we learn? At the children, what we learn? At work, what we learn? To the public, what we learn? The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us this. That he said very nicely, he says, that at all times, because he was full of compassion, full of mercy, full of kindness, and that can only come in one way. If you do not have to have pride in you. If you don't have, if you have humility in you, humble, you know. As Hadim Dada says, everyone you must be very kind to. You must be stay with adab with everyone. You respect everyone. Then only this quality will come into where you can tolerate people. Where you can tolerate people, you have to. You will be able to face people. You may tolerate nonsense to all kinds of things. Otherwise you do nothing. But this majlis was especially for this, that which I'm seeing people have. Look at one person, one friend of mine, he comes to the majlis. He may be here too. It's what happened. Alhamdulillah, he's a very good person, very conscious. He gave his new driver to drive his car. And he's driving the car by mistake, that must have knocked on Palace Road slowly. So that African, that black man came out and he came to now fight with him. So this person, instead of using the word tolerance in him and keeping quiet, just listen to him and then talk to him, he became even worse than him. He became so worse and therefore demanded some money. So he took out the money and gave him. Why didn't he give the post-time the money without making noise? He made a big noise. He had a misunderstanding with him, and then he took up money to give him. From poor, why do you not have that tolerance in you that no matter what he said, this is what I'm saying you, my dear friends, you do not know you can lose your life like that. You can use life. We know so many people, don't you know one case, I don't know, some time ago, coming down the lift, and the person came there and he parked a car in the wrong place, and he went there to fight with him, and the fellow took the gun and killed, shot him. What was the reason for that? Why was it called for? Because we got no tolerance. We got no tolerance. We got no tolerance. You can say whatever you want to say. So what do we learn from this? My dear friend, I'm saying this to say because I want, we must have the quality in us. Anyone can tell us anything, we become kind and compassionate. He does not mean salam to us, but you must be salam to us. This is what the majlis is all about. Why you reading namaz, mashallah? You reading Quran, mashallah? You making zikr, mashallah? You carry on making those things. But this is what makes you someone. This is what you become someone. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala will amal kalik tawfiq nasib from the ba'akhir of da'am. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin aqtubillah wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala ala alihi wasallam rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizyi ad-dunya wa adhabi al-akhirah rabbana atmim lana nurana wa ihdina innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir rabbana hab lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu rabbana innaka صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد رحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جزاك الله بارك الله فيك.